A final note from the week's news, a 32-year-old singles hitter with a lifetime average of .223 announced yesterday he's leaving baseball. And the bells and bulletins began to fly. Of course, that aging journeyman is Michael Jordan, who even in his minor league baseball jersey is the best-known basketball player in the world and played baseball a bit like it, too. There's speculation, which seems increasingly close to fact, that he will soon return to the game he so ennobled and the team he raised to 3 world championships, which, as you may have heard on this program and a few other places, is the Chicago Bulls. On Ben Yehuda Street in Jerusalem, a sporting goods store puts a life-size cardboard stand-up photograph of Michael Jordan outside its entrance. People like to pose with it, sliding a friendly arm behind his cardboard waist, and I imagine show the pictures around for a chuckle. Look at this, eh? Me and Michael Jordan on Ben Yehuda Street. I was bustling by the cardboard Jordan one day and heard a couple chatting while they posed and realized they were American tourists, not Israelis. Not 1 mile away stands the real Western Wall, the Dome of the Rock, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. These folks made certain to get their pictures taken with a facsimile Michael Jordan. We've worked with a man on reporting trips to Sarajevo who sympathized with Michael Jordan when he retired from basketball, but still shook his head in wonderment. Although he understood Mr. Jordan might be no longer so impressed by a mere game after the violent death of his father, people in Sarajevo, of course, know all about the way personal loss affects your sense of values, it had been our friend's experience that in stress and grief you can be comforted by the familiar gift of what you do best. In Mr. Jordan's case, of course, something he does better than anyone else in the world. I keep a picture in my office of Michael Jordan wearing his minor league baseball uniform because I tell people it's important to remind yourself to have the audacity to attempt new things. And Mr. Jordan swung out awkwardly at a curveball or slid into bases looking a bit like a bird who'd been knocked down with a rock in mid-flight. I admired him all the more for having the courage to try and to fall down under so many eyes. By the way, I checked. The cardboard statue of Mr. Jordan still stands in Jerusalem. I called a friend there this morning, an artist, who asked, "Why are you calling? Did you think it was stolen?" I said, "No, haven't you heard? MJ's coming back to basketball, maybe." And she said, "Coming back? Yippee." I know how she feels.